my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where, at all times, we never lose heart. We never allow the challenges of this world to overcome us, but we overcome the world and the challenges of life through Christ Jesus. You know, there's a admonition for the people of God for this year. And it's along the lines, essentially, of remain in me, remain in Christ Jesus, remain in Him, remain in the source of life, and keep your eyes on Him. Because, you know, we're living in this window of time of this year is going to be an incredibly challenging one for people around the world. And with all that's going to take place, you need to remain in Him, because He is the source of life. You need to remain in the One that has your future, has your destiny in His hand. And you can't be looking at the external things going on and allowing those things to dictate the way that you see and view life. And, you know, it's interesting. Recently I was talking to a very dear sister in Christ, and, you know, she was sharing some things about some people close to her. And, you know, part of it is, essentially, is for them, their faith was very much contingent on things working out for them in the world. So basically, when things are going good, they love God. When things are going quote-unquote bad or difficult, now they question God. Now they're angry at God. Now they lose their faith. And, you know, in the States they have this thing called a fair weather fan, you know, for sports teams. You know what a fair weather fan is? A fair weather fan is, oh, okay, it's a nice day at the football stadium. Let's go for the game. It's a nice day at the soccer pitch. Let's go watch a match. So as long as the weather's nice, they show up. They show up for the event. Because, hey, the weather's nice. It's comfortable. Everything is, it's a nice day to be at the ballpark. But a true fan of a team would be one that no matter rain or shine, no matter what the condition is, they want to be at that match because they support that team. You know, when it comes down to the things of God, there's a lot of fair weather fans out there. There's a lot of people that their existence is contingent on their external circumstances being happy and peachy and all nice. And when things aren't going so well in that department, they lose their faith, they lose their minds, and they look for whatever it is that can take care of that stuff for them in their own perception. And you know, that's the thing, is part of it is a test. You know, God, see, here's the thing. God wants people to follow Him who are not allowing life and everything in life to be dictated for them by their external circumstances. But those that will trust Him no matter what it is that they're put in, no matter what it is that they're put through, that they still will praise Him. So like even Job said, though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him. And like Paul said, you know, I have learned the secret of being content in all situations. Now these are men that went through things. And they went through some stuff with God. And in the process of going through, they learned to hold on. They learned to trust. They learned that no matter what the situation would come, that they would still believe and trust Him. And you know, I think that's one of the reasons, one of the key reasons, that they had some amazing success in what would have been the eyes of the world even, was because they trusted and they weren't ever going to get stuck on that success. See, here's the thing. Those that follow Christ for real, they're not stuck on success in the eyes of the world. What they seek is they seek to please their Father. They seek to do the will of the Father. The ultimate example of that is Jesus Christ himself, who came not to do his will, but to do the will of the Father who sent him. And Jesus, the will of the Father who sent him was, hey, I would that you would die on a cross for the sins of the world. That you would be stripped naked and exposed to all of this and just, you know, put out there to die and to be betrayed by even those that are close to you. One of the 12 is close to you, betrays you. Somebody that ate bread with you for over 3 years was with you and who you took care of and watched out for. And then he's going to be one of the ones, the very one that would stab you in the back. And you know about it. You know in advance. And still, I want you to walk through this. I want you to do this to demonstrate my love for the world. For the people here. For my creation. My desire to see them restored. And my willingness, the depth of the love, of how far I'm willing to go for their restoration. You know, God wants you to understand that he loves you. And the depth of his love. You know, when people talk about love in the world, you know, even there, back to Fairweather fans, for most people what love is something convenient. It's still very selfish. You know, as long as I'm getting what I want, I love you. Right? Right? Isn't that the way that it works? As long as you're getting what you want, now you love that person. But as soon as you don't get what you want from them, oh, you don't love them anymore now, do you? Nope. No. You don't love them anymore as soon as you're not getting what you want out of them. See, most people's love is conditional. When most people talk about love, they for them, they love based on condition. I will love you if you do this. I will love you if you say this. I will love you if you behave like this. And if you don't, I don't love you now. Whereas God is love. And he died for us while we were yet sinners. Now, if somebody chooses to reject his love, if somebody chooses to walk away from his love, he allows them to have their choice. But they choose that. You see, sometimes like people would, you know, they'd say, oh, how can a loving God send people to hell? You don't get it, do you? It's to say that is to not understand the nature of God's creation. See, God's creation, God created people with the ability to choose. And they have the ability to choose, you know, what they want. Now, here's the thing. You can choose whatever you want. You just can't choose the consequences. Did you know that too? Aha! See, you can choose. You can choose to do whatever you want. You just can't choose the consequences. But the consequences will be what they are. You know, you reap what you sow. You're gonna reap something for what you put in the ground. It's going to come back to you. And, you know, and there's an eternal reaping. People reap an eternity based on what they've sown in this life, based on the choice that they've made. Did you choose to accept the Son of God? Did you choose to accept the price that he paid for you? Do you choose to accept his substitution sacrifice for the debt that you have to pay? Or not? If you choose not to, all right, then it's up to you to pay it. And you know what? You don't got anything in your bank account to pay that. Because it requires blood. And it requires pure blood. And yours is not. Neither is mine. That's why Jesus had to come and to die. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. You know why? Because there's life in the blood. You know, there's life in the blood. So, you know, a buddy of mine one time was talking about this. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the blood is in the spirit. And the life of the Spirit is in the name. So, yeah, in the name of Jesus. So, the life of the flesh is in the blood. So without that, without the blood flowing through, there's no life. Without the blood stops, you're done. So this process of life is one of incredible challenge that people have to overcome. And, you know, but there's some things, look, you got to start with the gift of God. And the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. You have to begin with that. Because without that starting point, you got to start a journey in the right direction. Without that starting point, you've got nowhere to go. You know, where are you going to go? You're going to do it on your own best effort? You're going to do it on your own merit? You're going to do it on your best intentions? You know, scriptures say that our best works are like filthy rags in God's sight. Now, you know that filthy rags it's talking about too? In the old school, they were talking about even there, the rags, the cloths that women used for their menstruation. So, women would use these cloths for their menstrual cycles, and when they were soaked up, they would throw them by the side of the road while they were traveling, but they would throw them and they would just, can you imagine that? And God says that your best works, that's what they're like. They're like filthy rags in God's sight. So when people think that they're all high and mighty, and that, oh, look at all this great stuff I've done, that's what it's like. You know why? Because it's still tainted. It's still tainted with our sin, with our incompleteness, with the mistakes of generations, with all the blood of God's people. You know, because the world system is full of the blood of God's people. And if you've bowed your knee to that, and if you've turned your back on the King of Kings, then you're part of that. You know, God saves you from that. If you choose it. If you want it. If you want to be right, you can be right. You can be right with Him, and you can walk out of life with Him. If you don't want that, forget it then. You won't have it. You won't have it. Nope. What you'll end up with is you're going to end up, you know, with the consequence of your choice. And part of the consequence of your choice is going to be both the life that you live here, and then once you get out of here, where you spend eternity. You know, one time I heard a lady talk about, she said, I'm not going to live in hell and then die and go there too. You know, when you choose to live a life contrary to the Word of God, the principles of the Word of God now, I'm talking about the principles. You know, people get very, very, you know, they get very touchy because they're so religified. They're so religified, they're so into their specific religions and the names and the titles and all the people that they've got to keep this thing going. But if, all right, for a moment, leave the labels off. If you go against the principles laid out in the Scriptures, in the Word of God, I'm speaking about the Holy Bible, the reason God, a big part of the reason He gave it to us, was so that we would have a user's manual for this life. Because, you know, okay, if you've got a vehicle, well, I think in Asia, a lot of people buy secondhand vehicles, so maybe you don't get the user's manual with the car. But when you, usually in the West, especially when you buy something new, you get a user's manual that comes with it. And it tells you what you need to do. to successfully keep and operate and take care of that car so that you can get the best out of it in the window of time that you have it. And usually what happens is when people don't follow the user's manual, they end up destroying their vehicle. So they don't change the oil at the right time. They don't take care of certain things that they need to do at the right time. They run the tires on low pressure. They do this, they do that. And they end up doing unnecessary damage to that which they were supposed to just be traveling about it. Whereas if they just read the book, and followed the book, they would have a whole lot better experience. You see, God would like you to have the maximum life. Jesus said, I came that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. It's in the book. It's in John chapter 10. Go read it. He said, I came that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So, He wants you to have life, and He's put it in the book. He's put stuff in there so that you know what it is that you can do to have life and to walk with life and to live out an abundant life. He wants you to have that. He wants you to know that. He didn't come that you would have... Now, here's the trick. Okay, now here's the trick. So the devil knows that, right? So what does he do? Well, in order to keep you from having life, he's got to now take over the systems and take over the processes and put dead religion there and tell you that that's the real thing, which it's not. Dead religion is not truth. Dead religion is not what God intended for you. God intended that you would have a real living life and relationship with Him, and that you would walk that out, and that you would know it and experience it and enjoy it every day of your life. He didn't want you to live some empty existence here, questioning and wondering what's life, what's it about. No, He wanted you to know truth and to be set free and to walk in that freedom and to become what He made you to be and to experience all of the challenges of this life and to overcome them. He didn't want you to live a meaningless existence, but He wanted you to live a life of purpose, a life of intelligent design. Ah, yes. God designed it all for purpose and for reason and for your joy. To him who overcomes, that is God's challenge to you. And He's also giving you the way to do it. Remain in Him and let His words remain in you. John chapter 15. Remain in Him and His words remain in you. Look, if you don't got a Bible, just go to, on the Faith Mix site, go to Just Met Jesus. There's an icon on the left side. Click on that off the home page. And there's a thing that says Free PC Bible. Go there. Go download it. Go to the link. Gives you free software there. You can download it. And you can read to your heart's content. Read it. It'll help you. God will speak to you. God will strengthen you in the journey. You know, He intends that we would have an amazing life. And He's given that which is necessary for it. So, trust Him. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the challenges. Don't be afraid of the struggles. Don't be afraid of whatever it is that the enemy might try to throw at you. Because in all those things, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So take trust and take heart in knowing that He that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. And with that, hey, we bless you in the name of Jesus. Be encouraged. Know that He's in control. And hey, know that we love you out there. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. All right, hey, we'll catch up with you soon. Talk to you later.